up, everyone? Welcome to the 100 Grand MRS podcast. My name is Thomas, and I'm your host, and this is episode number 16, the big 1-6. And I'm joined, as usual, by international playboy jet-setting billionaire, Jesse of noonediesforever.wordpress.com.
That's right. Thanks for remembering.
Yeah. Jesse, how's it going, man?
Pretty good.
Good. It's good to have you on the show. You know, without you on the show, there's no show, is what I'm trying to say to you right now.
There was a show without me on the show plenty of times.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know.
Okay. All right, well, then never mind. You're very much disposable and easily replaced. So, if you want to replace Jesse on this podcast, just send me an email and...
Yeah, a little sidekick contest.
That'd be
kind of fun, actually.
You know, I feel like it would put a fire under your belly and really make you step up your co-hosting game.
I personally would like to see more people of color and across the gender spectrum on this podcast.
Yes, yes. I get a lot of emails about that. It's only white males on your podcast? Disgusting. I hate it.
So, white males are dominating the podcast game.
Yep. So if you are ethnic and female, transgender preferably.
Yeah.
And what? Like not it can't be heterosexual.
Nah, well yeah, you want to kill as many birds with one stone as you possibly can.
And like maybe like some weird religion, like Judaism. Alright, anyways guys, we got a great show lined up for you. And I just want to say real quick, from here on out on the podcast, we're going to be putting out a new episode every week. So instead of an episode every 2 weeks, it's going to be an episode every week. And the episodes are going to be shorter. But, you know, you got to stay with the times, you know. It's in today's fast-paced society, people want fresh content frequently.
Right.
So we're going to squeeze out more podcasts, shorter length, and hopefully that will please the listeners.
I think, it takes you a while to get it right, get just that perfect time and frequency, and I think 1 hour a week, boom. Doesn't get better than that.
So, I think hopefully Monday morning, Monday-ish, every Monday-ish, a new podcast will be up and running, so... be on the lookout, listener, because lots of good times ahead.
An hour's worth.
Yeah, well, approximately.
Maybe 45 minutes.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Let's have an hour's worth of fun every day.
Let's not make too many promises, because chances are we can't stay to all of them, you know.
Celebrity guests coming.
Free money being handed out. But Jesse, I want
to... Free stamps getting in. Free digital scales getting handed out.
Stamps.com. Act now. Type in the promo code.
100 grand on my pod. Yeah, life cast.
I hope you got that. One word, but each word
begins... One comma, too.
Right. But each word begins with an uppercase letter. So keep that in mind when you're typing in the code.
Toggle case. It's in toggle case.
But Jesse, I wanted to talk to you about something. Now, you can hear right now that... There is a background rap beat going on, right?
Yeah.
Well, there's a, you know, now that we're doing this podcast, I'm constantly searching for instrumentals, right? And I'm just downloading any instrumental rap beat that sounds like half decent that will provide a pleasant beat to our clever banter, if you will.
Okay. So you're saying you don't have very strict criteria.
Spend
a lot of time digging in the internet craze.
I mean, you know, if something sounds like someone blows a whistle and then snaps their finger, I'm not gonna download it. But if it sounds like a beat that I know and love, or a beat that just sounds okay, then I'll download it. But
interesting. Yeah, who could forget Drunken Love from last podcast?
Yeah, I should have. Yeah, the bad thing is they all have different volumes, so sometimes a beat will be too loud, and I'll be like, ooh, I should probably go back and edit that, but then, fuck it, you know?
Fuck it.
Yeah.
F-U-G-G-Y-T.
That's right.
That's a good song to play. That was a good song.
I'm not familiar.
Cousin P, fuck it.
Oh, yeah, I'm
Say familiar. That shit just like me. Fuck it.
Well, I will check if there's an instrumental of that song, and if it is, it will start playing right now. Okay. Who knows? We'll check and post if there's instrumental.
I'm curious to see.
Yeah. But anyway, so like a weird phenomenon that I've noticed as I'm searching for instrumentals is people type in the YouTube comments rap freestyles
to the like, beat. Look at my check out my rap freestyle.
Yeah, yeah. This. So they're like listening to this beat and they're like, oh shit, I'm gonna write a rhyme off of this popular rap song, you know? And then they type it on YouTube and then they post it and then what? I don't know. I don't know what the end game is though. I'm trying to work out why people do this. It's very confusing. And
why? Because it doesn't make you want to click on the freestyle? Is that
yeah, well, saying? It's like, what am I supposed to do with this person who typed up a rap, you know?
Oh, they just typed it? It's yeah, just a text?
They just type it. And okay, then
sorry, that took me a second to get right there.
Yeah, they just post it.
So you say it in your own voice.
Right.
Maybe they're hoping that someone with a cooler voice than them will read it as.
I guess. I think some of them are dumb teenagers doing it for kicks. Some of them are struggling rappers who are like, oh, I'm gonna freestyle over this beat. But instead of actually recording myself, I'm just gonna type up the comments. And like,
it's like you remember key styling? The phenomenon of key styling.
No, what's key styling?
It's like what kids on like rap message boards and stuff with certain
oh.
Real hip hop rap message boards and stuff a while ago.
And they would type up raps?
They type up little raps and have little battles that were all typed.
That sounds horrible. That sounds like the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
If you thought freestyle rap battling was boring.
So I guess it's called key styling.
Yeah, key styling.
Well, people key styling on YouTube comments is a very strange thing that I don't understand. Especially like if you consider like a real rap song, the words that they're rhyming together aren't necessarily words that actually rhyme together when put on paper, you know, or a computer
example?
Screen. Oh, Jesse, I'm so glad you asked. Here's a song that is a new song by P. Lo featuring Cool John. And listener, I want you to pay careful attention to the words that are rhymed together for the chorus. And let me say, like, if they were written out on paper, they would look like shit. Like, that's a horrible rap. But it works because it's said, because raps are not meant to be typed up on YouTube. So, anyways, check this song out.
YP on the beat. I'm in there like swimwear. Fuck her one time, don't take her to dinner. I'm in there like swimwear.
Feeding like a dog in my gang, so vicious.
I'm in there like swimwear. Fuck her one time, don't take her to dinner. I'm in there like swimwear.
Feeding like a dog in my gang, so vicious. First up, my boys get the dough, man. Keep a bad bitch hanging around like my gold chain. Pockets looking swollen, so many whips that they think the shit stolen. Gone off the pipe, nigga, so blunt. I be merging to the money, sticking in my own lane. Them boys asking questions, what I'm gon' say. I didn't see nothing, I'm just chilling like I'm grown, man. Jesus Christ on my neck, I'm religious. Leading like a dog in my band, so vicious. Tryna get that old bread molded, 98 degrees, and my chair still frozen.
I'm in there like swimwear. Fuck her one time, don't take her to dinner. I'm in there like swimwear.
Feeding like a dog in my gang, so vicious.
I'm in there like swimwear. Fuck her one time, don't take her to dinner. I'm in there like swimwear.
Feeding like a dog in my gang, so vicious.
My flow cold like a shopping store. You softer than a fabric store. I rate beat statutory. Thinking Big Mac Lamar. Sack King with nicotine, we move me. Niggas hating and I love. No Drew, no Jay. I gotta get this money. That broke shit is not okay. I move mean. Time off, no days. Whole family sold drugs. Everything we do is great. Fuck them okay. I am a killer, real dealers. They got four way. You pillow talking, put your trust in what them hoes say. Chevers.
I'm in there like swimwear. Fuck her one time, don't take her to dinner. I'm in there like swimwear.
Feeding like a dog in my gang, so vicious.
I'm in there like swimwear. Don't take her to the yeah. I'm in there like swimwear.
Wait, what up? Like a dog in my gang, so
I got a bitch right shoddy. You know she got body. Give her that act right. Shout out to yo Gotti, real one, you ain't got ass. You know it's 80-20 when I split the cash. And I got my real ones with me. Gas, no brakes, call me P-Lo 16. Susie, what up? Got
Got a couple bad bitches and they ready to fuck. Like, I'm in there like swimwear. Fuck her one time, don't take her to dinner. Oh, you don't get none of that? With your girlfriend, better running than that.
All right, there you go, Jesse. There, swimwear, dinner.
It completely proved your thesis. Totally worked out.
There you go.
It's a great song.
Thank you.
A minus, B plus.
I take full credit for the song. So that was by P-Lo featuring Cool John. And it was off a new mixtape by a producer named, here we go, YP Spolstra. YP Spolstra.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not so difficult.
I don't know. What's the meaning of that name? It seems not like a regular rap name.
Yeah, I don't know.
So he put out a mixtape called Heat Volume 1, and it's dedicated to the movie Heat. Most of the songs revolve around Robert De Niro and
I remember that.
Val Kilmer.
The masks. There were some kind of cool masks.
Al Pacino. I don't know. Were they in masks?
It's a bank robbery movie. So.
Right, yeah. I guess
but there
they
weren't
did
some
that
kind of creepy looking masks.
Okay. Well, anyways, that's a joke. It's not actually about that movie. That was a little humor for you.
Even if it is, even when I'm saying it themed after a movie, it's not really.
Yeah, it just like has a little 10-second clip in the movie at the beginning.
There's probably a billion fucking Wolf of Wall Street mixtapes or whatever that's just still the same shit. You'll be able to discern that from other mixtapes.
Hey Jesse, I'm coming out with a mixtape. Okay, let me know what you think about this. In some of the songs, I'll have clips from the movie Scarface. No one will see it coming. It'll be pretty wild. Jesse, speaking of that mixtape, I wanted to play you another song because I like the visual imagery that it induces. And I don't want to play the full song because we're busy men and we got places to be. But let me just pull up the song and we can listen real quick to this one. All right. So, Jesse, this song is called Throw It by Jay Cash. And listen to what is being thrown. If she throw that pussy at me, I swear I'ma catch it. Tell her get that thing to me, she gon' let me have it. Put this dick up in her life like she ain't never had it. Women are throwing their vaginas at Jay Cash. Tell her throw it, 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 now I'ma catch it. You're gonna catch that vagina you throw. So I don't know, that's pretty beautiful visual imagery.
Yeah, you're catching
vaginas thrown at
Travis. Yeah.
So I like the idea of like Jay Cash walking through the streets and then like a woman like starts pulling back like Drew Brees or something, you know, like a quarterback and like go long and then you run deep and she throws you a long ball and you catch it and it's her vagina.
Yeah.
So
right in the cooter.
And then you have sex with that vagina. So it's beautiful, you know? Beautiful visual imagery.
Yeah.
There we go.
Beautiful. I don't know.
Yeah. That's all right. All right. Let's stop this. All right. Anyways, Jesse, what's new with you, big guy? You got something to tell us about? Something to talk to us about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me just get out my paper here.
Okay. Oh. You don't freestyle the show?
No.
It's pretty lame, bro.
That's what sets us apart from all those other fucking podcasts.
That's
it's
right.
Like we just have a conversation for 2 hours. Yeah. The fuck.
We come prepared.
Fuck that.
Mm-hmm. This entire conversation right here is scripted.
Yeah.
Actually, no.
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, it was yes. Yeah. Your line was yes. So.
Yes. Okay, well, we're mixing things up a little bit this week. Usually, you know, it's pretty much the same segments. We have sponsors. I'm sure we'll have some sponsors later today, but
not on this show, no.
No sponsors.
No, I'm just kidding. We will. We will. Well, keep you on your toes.
Those sponsors were freaking out. Listen to this.
That's right. Bullets. They started pounding on their desk. Damn it, Thomas, that loose cannon. Just kidding. Pay us.
Right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, and no dating advice either this episode. So I just have some fun lists to share with you guys.
Okay.
So just because, you know, it's good to be informative as a podcast, too. You know,
right.
People like lists on the internet, you know, like the
10 sexiest pictures of Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, exactly. That's my homepage.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's fun. It's a listener fun way to get informed about stuff in a way that doesn't involve them reading or listening or, you know, paying attention.
Or, like, a fun thing to do with lists on the internet is if it's a list of, I don't know, like, 10 best songs by this person.
Yeah, that's what's keeping Rolling Stone alive at this
right.
point.
And what you can do is skip through the songs quickly and see if your favorite song is on there or not. And then if it's not, you can write a caps lock comment like, what the fuck? Whoever wrote this doesn't know shit about Beyonce. Everybody knows her best song is Crazy in Love.
That's why people like lists, so they can
complain.
Disagree, yeah.
So what I'm trying to say, Jesse, before you even name the topic or what's on the list, if you're listening at home, get ready to be angry by your favorite fill in the blank not being on this list. And please send all your angry emails to Jesse at Jesse, what's your
.com. Jesse at Jesse.com.
I don't think that's
just write it in the fucking comments. No one ever fucking comments.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Feel free to comment on this blog.
It's JesseWilson5000 at gmail.com.
Okay.
Email me.
There you go. You know what? Better yet, email me and I'll give you his phone number and address and you can let him know personally.
Perfect.
Right. Okay. Sorry. Continue, please.
Today, this list, we're going to talk about the, I think, 15 least popular porn searches.
Okay, least popular porn searches. Most popular would probably be like...
I actually heard the most popular on a podcast.
Oh, okay. Give me a couple.
The most popular... I've just heard the most popular.
Okay.
Is apparently mom.
Mom?
Yeah.
That's disturbing.
I know, it says something about our national consciousness or something like that, you know. Some philosopher, I think, said we're all looking for our mothers, you know, and...
Wow, that's very disturbing. That's actually, I was hoping it'd be something funny, like big boobies or something, you know? Like, but that's actually...
Tits and pussy.
That's actually quite troubling.
Naked
and,
chick.
Were there any other most popular results that were less troubling?
I bet you teen is up there.
Yeah. Okay, all right, but this is least popular. This is the least popular... search porn terms.
One or less, all of these apps.
Okay.
Year.
All right.
Here we go. I'm just going to rail these up.
Yeah.
Medium-sized clit. Chest-mounted camera footage of masturbating fat guy's face. Reluctant 57-year-old wife. Cousin-in-law. Snot clit. Atheist. Atheist. Weenus torture.
Wait, weenus torture?
Weenus torture.
Can you describe that one to
me? It's like cock and ball torture, you know, with your weenus. Listeners, go to the Wikipedia page for cock and ball torture if you want a real treat.
What's a weenus?
It's the skin by your elbow.
Oh, that's a weenus?
Yeah, that's your weenus. You never heard that as a child?
No.
I was like, big, your weenus is showing and all that stuff.
Why is it called a weenus?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea.
All right. Sorry to kill your momentum.
Learn something new every day? No, I think, you know, you just showed off the educational nature of the list.
There you go.
Okay, moving on. Tiny foreskin. Smashing camera with penis.
Okay.
Australian.
Ooh.
The least searched, the least sexy people in the world.
Australians? Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to think.
Fucking leathery ass fucking... That accent, too, is like the least sexy accent you could ever have.
Not to be gay, but what about Wolverine? He's Australian and he's pretty hunky.
Well, he's a dude, you know?
Yeah.
He's rugged Australian men.
Oh, okay, I see.
But women-wise, you know, what are you fucking... Nicole Kidman?
Right, that's...
Get the fuck out of here.
That's the only thing I can think of.
Get out. It's so disappointing that she was in the movie Eyes Wide Shut. Like, what... So many poor decisions with that movie. But yeah, let's make a sexy movie with Nicole Kidman. Well, it'll cost a lot of money and it won't be sexy.
Yeah.
Fucking hag.
Mm. Jesse is still very bitter.
Yeah, I don't like Nicole Kidman.
Eyes Wide Shut has got him all worked up.
Well, my father's from New Zealand too, you know, so we have traditional beef, you know.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah,
I didn't know that. Yeah.
Any countries that people get, you know, the countries mixed up with each other, those countries have beef.
They don't like each other.
That's always how it goes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that all the list?
No.
Okay, sorry.
So I just a little bit faster than this last one.
No. Please be slower.
Chopped and screwed, I was thinking. That was a deleted one.
Oh, I like it. Chopped and screwed.
Yeah. Trying to conceive. Unique POV.
Unique POV?
Yeah.
Okay.
Weird nipples. Edited by Black Guy. And lastly, my favorite. I was the one who searched this, actually.
Okay.
Funny hat.
Funny hat? Were there any results?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So what kind of hats?
Giant foam cowboy hats, Viking hats,
really?
Propeller hats.
Propeller on the guy or the girl?
Both.
Oh, I'd watch that.
Yeah, of course. Do you actually, there's a funny category on some porn sites.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of fun.
Right. Well, funny hat. Be sure I'm going to go search that. And you at home should search as well. And before you know it,
yeah, funny hat. Yeah, this could be the most popular.
Funny hat could be the most popular. Any dunce caps?
Oh, that would be good. Because you can sort of insert that into the machine. That machine.
Okay. Yeah,
you can't put a propeller hat in a vagina.
Well, perhaps. my favorite hat is a beanie that I can pull down to be a ski mask, personally.
You know what I like on a girl? It's one of those fake Rastafarian hats with the dreadlocks.
Oh, yeah.
The dreadlocks coming out.
So sexy. You know what? Not even... It's,
that's
it's,
one of the sexiest novelty.
It's more than that. It's erotic. Okay? Well, wonderful.
Think anyone ever jacks off to erotica? I was thinking about, like, reads erotica, you know, and is just, like, jacking it.
Yeah, like women do.
You have to be such a fast reader.
I think women definitely
they probably diddle themselves. Probably
flick their bean, as they say. That's
good slang. I like
it. Yeah, it's kind of gross, but,
flicking the bean?
Yeah.
It's not so gross.
I'm disgusted by everything sexual. Personally.
Yeah, apparently so.
Yeah, so...
As I've learned by having constantly gross sexual contributions to this podcast.
And just the look of disgust on my face at all times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, keep them coming.
Okay.
But actually, you should stop.
We should do an all-sexy rap song this podcast.
Oh, that sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Well, wonderful, Jesse. You said medium-sized clits was on there?
Mm, that was number one.
Mm. I say, when it comes to clits, go big or go home. Okay, that's what I say, just personally, on a personal level. Okay, well, anyways, Jesse.
Not like me, a circumcised woman. Yeah, I should have thought more before.
Yeah.
There's not much comedy there.
Yeah, all these jokes make me very uncomfortable. I am squirming very much.
Oh, boy.
I say, Jesse, we cleanse our palate with none other than a Bay Area rap song that features some of the most popular Bay Area rappers out from 4 years ago. How does that sound to you, Jesse?
That sounds fantastic.
All right, here's a good old traditional posse cut.
Just like a hit record, as long as Def Leppard had. Check it, name a penitentiary, he done been there. I'm blowing hot air, I'm speaking reality. From a Bay Area perspective, every day a casualty. Nerve racking and hectic, heck of catastrophe. So let us let each other have it with 223.
I'm vicious like a son, Tycoon 51. Shit, and I got the runs, 32s on my hun. I'm done with 18 gun, take that hype and shit and run. No two ways around the only house with holster, tote, and gun. Rest in peace, money, mine. Paper maker, bread breaker. Catch me in European, if them youngsters had a stretch. Not a hater, graduated, you see none of that. And if you get me, cut the shit, see nigga, run it back. Close though, all you can do is buy cash, dude. I'm in and out like fucking 211s, man, and fast food. Cash rule, every money, funny paper, talk too much. E-Mac in my scraper, fresh tape, a roof, one touch.
Same old shit, each and every day. Each and every day. Same old hustle on the corner, on the corner. Same old killer with another killer. Same police, just a block away. We don't just talk it, nigga, we live it. Blood we spillin'. Welcome to the bank, home to the gangster. This the A area, my nigga, we mobbin'. Welcome to the bank.
My little nigga 16, begging for a body. Hustlin' is a hobby, he runnin' shit just like John Gotti. Told me if I ever need a nigga knocked down, he got me. Caught one nigga slipping at the bus stop, broke the window down, then let his whole body rot. After that, he took the stolen car to the chop shop. Fill it up a Lucci mix, he was higher than Benny Hop. Told me, nigga, I'm on my way to the top. Niggas playing, I come back like a flip-flop. Knocking at them suckers, hitting harder than Rick Rock. Shot him in his cock, and he can't never use his dick. That's what he get, thinking West Oakland ain't with the shit.
I'm living kinda good though. Smoke pounds, but it gotta be the good though. Had to cook it till a nigga learned to cook it right. Yeah, we was cooking it just to get my pockets right. A nigga living stress free. I won't tolerate a bitch trying to stress me. Them B-Town boys got it for the low, man. I'm on them rubber band ties, sitting low, man. Nigga living lovely. Fuck friends, man, them niggas never love me. Saw you roll, nigga fucking with the wrong one. He got a Chevy, but that nigga bought the wrong one.
Same old shit, each and every day. Same old hustle on the corner, baby. Same old killer with another killer. Same police, just a block away. We don't just talk it, nigga, we live it. Blood we spillin'. Welcome to the bank. Home to the gangster, this the A area, my nigga, we mobbing. Welcome to the bank.
All right, there you go. Excessive sound effects.
Yeah. That's a good outro, actually. I kind of like, instead of fading out the beat super slow, you just...
Yeah, yeah. And then end it with screaming.
Yeah.
Yeah, wonderful. All right, well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That was a song titled Bay Area Perspective by The Mechanics, the producers. I think they're a duo?
I don't know.
Okay, I think they're a duo. And they did the hook and the beat. And then rapping on that song was E-40, Keek the Sneak, Jay Stalin, and Turf Talk.
And how about that for a lineup?
Yeah, that's the, like, and Turf Talk and Keek the Sneak, those are two rappers we haven't heard from in a long time. So there they are. They still exist.
But they're not as good as they once were.
Yeah, yeah.
It kind of actually is sort of weak verse from every one of those rappers. But it is nice hearing them.
I think it's a decent song.
E-40's going all slow and shit. Turf Talk is just like, what are you talking about?
Well, I think you're being a little hypercritical right there, Jesse, personally.
No, I mean, I liked it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
I can't be, you know, whenever on this podcast have I said, I don't like a song. Never.
Okay. Fair point.
Maybe I need to actually be more critical in my music criticism.
But
I'm just saying, it's not none of those guys are rapping their best on that song.
Yeah, I think like for me, it's kind of interesting. We were just talking about while the song was playing how there's so many Bay Area rap songs about how hard it is here in the Bay Area and like how like don't even come to the Bay Area, you're just gonna get shot. But in reality, like 90% of it is actually like a really pleasant area to live. You know, like. People would love to live in the Bay Area. That's why our real estate prices are so great.
Now, that's one funny thing is, like, all the places we consider, like, we always talk about, you know, because you're from Sacramento. People look down on Sacramento as, like, oh, what a shithole. And Sacramento, anywhere else, any other state in the country or any other place, it's like, yeah, Sacramento's a pretty good city.
Yeah, it's not bad. But, like,
it's pretty nice, but it's like, oh, those fucking hicks.
Yeah.
What a hopeless, depressing part of the world.
Exactly. I know multiple people from the Bay Area who are like, I won't be caught dead in Sacramento.
Yeah.
they don't even have a good Burmese restaurant. It's like, well, that's not, that's like not anywhere.
Instead of going to the ocean, they have to go to the river.
Can you believe it?
They have to go on floats.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess I don't really buy the selling the Bay Area as the hardest place around. Like you were saying, Jesse, it's a lot more hopeless in, like, I don't know, parts of the Midwest where...
Right, where there's nothing around.
There's nothing around, and you have to deal with the 2 feet of snow every winter. And, like, meanwhile, it's always 70 degrees here and
yeah.
pleasant, you know?
We're going to go on a hike.
Yeah.
Go on a nice hike.
Maybe, like...
pull your jets.
Maybe head up north a little bit, hit up some wineries, you know?
Yeah.
Just a pleasant weekend, you know?
All you got to do is fucking take the bus to Marin County. This is really... I don't see why more people don't do this. But from, like, Richmond or fucking, you know, sketchy Oakland,
yeah.
like parts of Oakland... So you just have to take like 2 buses and you can be in like Marin County with like no locked doors and stocked liquor cabinets. And
yeah. For those keeping track at home, Jesse took, I don't know, what was that, like 20 minutes until he mentioned his hometown of Marin? Every podcast. I'm from Marin. You're from Sacramento.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm better
you
than you.
You never bring up that you're from Sacramento. I bring up that you're from Sacramento.
Right.
And then I'm from Marin.
Well, Jesse's very proud of his...
Just to remind everybody.
His roots in a wealthy...
I'm starting to realize what a four-trick pony I am. This podcast, I'm really learning.
Well, yeah. It's like when you hang out with somebody for too long and you realize you're making the same jokes. And you can tell they're tiring of you as a person. Do you ever get that feeling?
Oh, all the time.
Every day. Yeah, I get
every other day.
Right, right. I get that too, and it's not a great feeling.
Yeah, you're like, I bring 3 things to the table, maybe.
No, I can, in all honesty, Jesse, you're a wonderful co-host. And one thing that I really appreciate about you, Jesse, is that you interact with guests we have on the show so much better than I do. In fact, so much better that I tend to not even talk when we have guests on.
Yeah.
Right.
You're not a good straight man.
You know, I just... Huh?
Yeah, that's what your dad said.
Oh, he did say that.
You're no straight man, Thomas, he said.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
But yeah,
again, that's trick number 4. Make some joke about someone being gay.
It's good. Gay jokes never grow old for me personally.
Yeah.
But yeah, I, you know what? I'm not as good as being open and friendly to strangers as you are, Jesse. And, with that said, we actually have a studio guest for our show today.
Ah, cool.
And he's actually a rapper himself.
Oh, no way.
Which is great because I don't know if you know this, Jesse, but this is a rap podcast.
Rap podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm not really familiar with his work, and I don't really know him personally, but he's here in the waiting room. Maybe I'll let him in. Is that cool?
Yeah, sure. Walk over to the waiting room, open the door, walk back.
Okay, all right.
Pull up a chair.
If you're listening at home, feel free to skip at 2.5 minutes because the waiting room is half a mile away.
Yeah, it's
so
a long hallway.
I'll jog, but no promises, you know. Yeah. All right, anyways. I'm just kidding. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right. He's really galloping.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo.
Hey, yo, what's
doing,
up?
Man?
Hey, yo, yo. Hey, I go by the name of MC Conscious Thought, okay? I'm here to bring real hip-hop back, okay? All right, hey.
You're gonna be a hit.
I'm here to bring...
What, you're not gonna say hi or anything?
No, let me rap real quick to you, brother. I'm here to bring real hip-hop back. All this commercial music is whack.
Right.
MC Conscious Thought in
Shots
the house.
Fired.
What's up? What's up? Complicated handshake. Let's do it. Hey, what's up? Thanks for having me on the show. My name is, I go by the name of MC Conscious Thought. I'm here to bring real hip hop back, in case you haven't heard. And to quote my brothers in Jurassic 5, I'm not ballin' or shot callin'. I'm taking it back to the days of Yes Y'allin'. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to bring positivity back, okay? In hip-hop. What's up, Jesse?
Yeah, Jesus. Acknowledge me a little bit. I'm a fucking good straight man, man.
Let me tell you about my influences.
But yeah, let's hear a little more about what you're about.
My influences?
You're sort of like a older kind of rap.
I'm all about that real hip-hop, okay? Not any of that commercial stuff that's out, okay? Here are my influences. Rakim, Common, Jedi Mind Tricks, Aesop Rock, KRS-One, can't forget about KRS-One, Mos Def, and most importantly, Run DMC. That's right, the godfathers of hip hop. I can't forget.
You must have been to Rock the Bells a lot of times.
I don't know what that is. Hey, I hope you guys don't mind, you know, like, I understand, like, commercialism is bad, but let me just promote myself real quick. I'm gonna be at the local jazz club. Jazzy's.
I love that place.
Jazzy's this Thursday. I'm doing slam poetry, okay? I'm talking.
Say hi to Mr. Jazzy for me when you're over there.
Talking about John Jazzy?
John Jazzy.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'll say hi. Yeah, he's a good friend. I know him well. Okay, I'm gonna be doing some slam poetry. Let me tell you something. Hip hop and poetry, they're intertwined, okay? They're connected.
Think about that. Because you're kind of talking about your feelings and expressing them in a way that isn't quite like an essay or a book reading.
That's right. As you know what hip hop is to me, okay? It's about expressing yourself, okay? It's not about this commercial stuff where they're talking about negativity and they're using the B word and they're talking about having gold chains. Think about this metaphor. The gold chains are like slavery chains. You ever thought about that?
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. It's like it's holding them back. MC Conscious Thought in the house. Hey.
Wait a second. If you have this stellar personality you're trying to get, let's hear about what are you all about? What's your interests?
Listen. Before I move on, let me just...
What's your race, by the way? What's your ethnicity?
Listen. I don't look at color personally.
Right. Like, I don't either. That's why I can't tell.
Okay. Can't tell right. Fair point. I am...
I'm going to say... Peruvian.
I'm actually Caucasian, 100%. But listen. We're all brothers, okay? And once you're in hip hop, it's like a community, and we're all like family together, bringing hip hop, real hip hop, back, you know. So I don't even see color either. In fact, I'm legally colorblind, so I can't be a jet pilot or a surgeon. So those are my one and two. So I went with number three, which is being a real hip hop artist. Okay. Okay.
You should make a movie called Legally Blind for you.
Legally colorblind?
Yeah. Well, color in parentheses. Mm. So people get, you know, like the play on words.
Sounds like a great idea. Hey, by the way, I want you to be sure.
Well.
If you're listening at home, I just wanna let you know. Shouts out real quick. I want to let you know about my social justice Tumblr, covering issues that affect your community. Okay. It's called justiceforall?tumblr.com, okay? Check it out, okay? It's the issues affecting your community. You need to be aware, okay?
Listeners, you should see this guy's hand movements when he talks about something that he feels passionately about.
Hey, like, whoa, listen.
You're gonna knock over your vitamin water there.
Listen, the hip-hop spirit is in me, okay? All right, let me talk to you about
something.
He's
pointing at his chest.
Hey, let me talk to you guys about something. Let me talk to you guys about the five things that need to change in hip-hop music today.
Okay.
For us to...
I like lists.
I was listening to the show earlier, guys. You guys were talking about lists about porn. I don't support porn personally. I don't think that it's a good thing for...
What about beautiful black woman porn? Nubian queen. Only... search for a Nubian queen? Or...
I don't look at porn at all, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Let me just skip ahead. This was my number three. But I'll go ahead to it, okay?
All right, you're white.
My number three is not my number one, okay?
Yeah.
My number one complaint about what needs to change in hip-hop is there's too much misogyny in hip-hop, okay?
I don't know about that.
What I try to do personally as a human being on this planet is I try to tell every female that I encounter that I respect them as a woman on a daily basis, okay?
You must get a lot of pussy.
Listen,
respecting women,
that's
like
a really bad way of looking at women, okay? It's not about having sex with them. It's about sharing stuff with them on an emotional level.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Real hip-hop.
And a physical level.
Right. So I tell every woman that I encounter, I respect them as a female, okay? If I'm at Panera Bread eating a sandwich, I'll be like, hey, let me get the ham sandwich. I respect you as a female, okay? If I'm getting on the Muni bus.
Oh, so you eat pork, though. You're not, or ham and pigs. You're not on that whole 5% or that whole corner of the conscious hip hop.
No, I'm not. I'm converting
to. You're not one of those white 5%ers.
I'm converting to Muslim next week. Black Muslim.
Converting to Muslim.
Not regular Muslim, though. Black Muslim. I get on the Muni, okay? I give them the $2 and I say, thanks, bus driver. I respect you as a female, okay? You know what? I think about it.
And it really, you know, bums me out that people are not respecting females.
Who's your favorite female rapper?
Jane Doe.
Ooh, love her.
That's a female rapper that I enjoy. And
my name's Jane Doe. That's my name, yo.
Yeah, I love that rap. Ooh, so deep. Oh,
your
yeah.
Lamp, bro.
Oh, man. You know what? It makes me, I enjoy it so much that let me just kick a real quick freestyle, okay?
Oh, yes.
Hit me with a beat. Yo, yo, yo. No,
so far so good.
I respect females. They're all beautiful. Nubian queens and white ones too. They're all beautiful and I respect them. Real hip hop.
Yeah, bringing that lyricism back.
Cut the beat. Cut the beat. All right, here's number two. Here's number two on my things that need to change about hip hop, okay?
Wait, what was the first one? I forgot.
Sorry. No more misogyny in hip hop.
No more.
No more.
None.
No more. If you use the B word,
See, I would say my complaint would be I'd like to see a little more misogyny in hip hop.
Jesse, what you're saying right now, it's very disrespectful and really negative, okay? I'm not feeling your vibe.
Well, you're the one who's being negative towards misogyny in hip hop when you think about it.
Jesse, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not someone who enjoys confrontation, okay? Personally, I don't really enjoy it.
You do like battle rap.
But we're doing it, yeah, but in like a friendly manner where everyone wins in the end. Like, there's no declared winner. We're all winners. That's the type of rap battles. Okay, I'm doing things out of order right now because you're hitting on a lot of important topics, okay?
Okay. Sorry. I won't interrupt anymore.
Number four, originally, but now number two. Here's where I have to complain about hip-hop. Where is the love? Do you know what I'm saying? Too much negativity in hip-hop, okay? All rap music should be 100% positive all the time. It should be something I can play comfortably around my 3-year-old nephew. Am I right, guys?
3-year-olds aren't going to remember shit anyway, really. You can play anything.
Speaking of three, here's my number three complaint about hip-hop.
Ooh.
Too many...
Like a numerology guy.
Listen.
Clan style.
I'm all about numbers and hieroglyphics. The group. Did you get my reference there? Yeah, okay? That's what hip-hop's all about. You gotta stay on your toes. You gotta think fast. Number three. No more misspellings in hip-hop song titles. Am I right?
Ooh.
That's why my new hip-hop...
I wouldn't mind that, actually. That'd make it really easier to search for stuff.
Yeah, Mos Def. Right. No Z's instead of S's. None of that, okay?
Yeah.
That's why my new EP, Real Hip-Hop From My Soul, is all spelled correctly. If you look in the back, the song titles are all grammatically and spelled correctly. That was a grammatically correct sentence. How ironic. Real hip hop. Number four.
You're not gonna give us an example? There's gotta be a funny example there. Like, you know,
Let me give you an example of some of my song titles. Number one.
We are out here. We are out here.
Number one, we are out here, and then in parentheses, spreading positivity.
Yeah,
okay?
Nice.
Song number two, make it rain, in parentheses. It's literally raining out here, and I'm just freestyling, having a good time, end parentheses.
Period, end parentheses.
Right, you end the parentheses, and then you add a period. You
right.
wouldn't add a period.
Well, it depends if the parentheses are a separate sentence or not. I pictured that they were.
Number four thing that needs to change in hip-hop. Whatever happened to hip-hop with an important message? Am I right, guys? It is a fact that 100% of hip-hop back in the golden era had a positive message, okay? And a real message that the people could get behind. They weren't afraid to call out the government. More political hip-hop in 2014. Am I right, Jesse?
Will you call out the government now to prove that you're really about that life?
Yo, yo, yo. Healthcare for all. Music isn't supposed to entertain you, Jesse.
I don't know if that was really calling out the government. I mean, that's probably Barack Obama's probably said that word for word.
Oh, okay. Hey, yo, too much corruption.
There we go. A congressman just spit out his hot chocolate.
Yo, yo, some of these ultra-conservative Republicans, I disagree with their beliefs. Okay? All right. Listen, Jesse. Music isn't supposed to entertain you. It's supposed to educate you. Am I right? Okay? Rap lyrics these days focus on petty issues like women, money, and fun. Who wants any of those things? Am I right?
Well, you're just saying women are beautiful and all that, you know.
Hey, no more glorifying street violence. We should be speaking out against it. Like, yo, one of the songs on my new EP is titled Put Down the Gun, Pick Up the Mic, Raphone. Comma, please. Period.
Right, you traded your gun for a microphone.
Right.
Have you heard of those programs, you know, where you trade in your guns and you get a little microphone?
Gun trade program.
Laser printer or something.
As a hip-hop artist, I have no opinion about that. Number 5.
I think that causes people to rob people for guns, and so they can get more video cameras and stuff.
Interesting, interesting. Maybe we could have a political debate via a freestyle.
I'm not ready for that.
Okay. All right, number 5, guys. Number 5. No more brags and boasts in hip-hop, okay? Whatever happened to modesty in music?
I feel like a lot of these are tied together. So give an example of like a good modest rap.
Oh, snap. I'm glad you said that. Here's a little taste of a rap of mine off my new EP, Real Hip Hop From My Soul. This song is called, Let's Be Modest, Guys.
In all lowercase letters.
And then a dot, 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 an ellipses. All right, here we go. Play the tape, DJ. Yo, 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 yo. Hey, turn my headphones down a little. Turn it down a little more also, please. Actually, I can hardly hear myself think. Please just, okay, thank you. That's a good level. Yo, 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 making these rhymes and trying my best. But right now, it's time to have a rest. Are these other MCs on my level lyrically? Probably, but I'm getting where I ought to be. Not rich, but I'm hoping to win the lottery. Yo, 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 real hip hop. There you go. That's just a little sample of my rhymes right there, Jesse. It gets a lot better.
Your cadence is crazy. It's not just your lyrics. It's your fucking delivery, your rhyme patterns.
Yo, yo, I'm just looking up to the best, trying to be like Rakim. Nothing in my hand but sweat.
Yeah, Rakim. You know what's funny is when fucking everyone talks about how dope Rakim goes. I was talking about
the dopest. Oh, the dopest.
You listen, he has that line about fish is his favorite dish. Fish, which is my favorite dish, but without money, it's still a wish. And everyone's like, God, dopest ever.
Yo.
It just goes to show. That's no one knew how to rap back.
I can relate to that right there.
It's like revolutionary.
Hey, bonus tip number 6. More saxophone samples in rap beats. Am I right, guys?
I don't mind that.
I want there to be little difference between my rap beat and some smooth jazz. Okay?
Jazz beats. I got you.
All right. Anyways, guys.
That's a good way to make it more non-aggressive, you know?
I gotta go type some freestyles into YouTube. MC Conscious Thought out!
All right. Say goodbye.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
he didn't even say hello.
Yeah, he very little acknowledged you there. That was kind of a rude guest.
Yeah, well, he didn't acknowledge me. He fucking didn't acknowledge you at all.
Oh, I left. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I should have said that, but...
Yeah, I didn't realize.
Yeah, hence me not talking. Yeah, so I wasn't there.
I don't see physical appearance or, you know, absence.
Yeah.
Of person. It's all just particles. I'm just atoms.
Interesting. Wow. Deep. Thoughtful.
Yeah, I was going to talk about how stupid that guy sounded, and I started sounding stupid. You know?
Yeah, MC Conscious Thought. Crazy. There you go. He's bringing real hip-hop back, so good for him.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see if he does.
Best of luck to him, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that probably ought to be Monopoly or what, you know, whatever.
Lottery?
Lottery.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
Otter pee.
He's one of the dopest ones out, if you ask me.
Keep your girl wet like otter pee. Because otters pee in the water. Otters pee in the water.
Wow, Jesse.
Yeah.
All right. Well, wonderful. All right, Jesse. I think we're done. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to leave you guys with no song. No song.
Nope.
We're just going to end it.
I like it that way.
We're just going to end it right now. But thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Sorry about MC Conscious Thought. He seems like a real asshole, if you ask me. But yeah, enjoy the podcast. Actually, I changed my mind, Jesse. Let's play a song.
Okay,
I changed my mind. Come on, we don't want to end it with us just being like, all right, bye, you know.
All right,
so here's a song I'm gonna play. It's one of my favorite songs of all time, and I say that with 100% honesty.
Old song, new song?
I think it's maybe like 5 years old. And if I had to list my top 5 favorite rap songs, this would easily be on that list.
Is it rap intro ampersand signed AMP
no,
semicolon outro?
It's not in this playlist.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. but good guess.
I'm excited to hear it.
Okay, so this song is called Motherfucking Motherfuckers, and it has Young DV.
Motherfuckers with two C's, or?
Yes. Yes. And it has Young DV, Rondo, and Duke DeGunna on it. And they're all Kansas City rappers, and
I haven't heard any of them.
Okay, well, you've heard of Rondo, though.
Well, probably on here, yeah.
Okay. Right, yeah, we've actually played it.
Yeah,
I bet. But anyways, this
sounds like a real great rap, real memorable.
Well, anyways, here's one of my favorite songs ever.
And yeah, not to shit on it.
And I hope you enjoy it as well. And thanks for tuning in. Be sure and tune in next week with another brand new podcast. And that's it. Goodbye.
You read me rap this shit, I clap this million, you silly, what's your next acting gig, bitch?